What did he just say? Again?
About privacy versus security is as old as civilization, you can say. But there is something new now. For the first time in history, it's possible to completely eliminate privacy. Mm-hmm. It was just never possible before, and it is possible now. Something fundamental has changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, dictators always dreamt about completely eliminating privacy, monitoring everybody all the time and knowing everything you do, and not just everything you do, but even everything you think and everything you feel. Whether it's a tyrant in ancient Greece or whether it's Stalin, they always dreamt about it. They could never do it because it was technically impossible. Now it's possible.
Really, Mr. Harari? Really? You know what I think?
It's a man, baby!
What the fuck?
This world has gone insane. Anyway, what's going on, you deplorables? Big shout out to everybody in the live stream. Yo, man, these live streams just keep getting crazier and crazier, man. Let me not say that. I don't want to sound like that, but... we started early yesterday. Because James over in Spain, he's American, but he's just in Spain right now, suggested to me that it would be a good idea to watch, you know, that new series that just started that just so happens to fictitiously be taking place in the year 2023, The Last of Us. It started out as a video game, and now they turn it into a series. So James calls me and he's like, hey, dude, it'd be a good idea if we showed people this shit. Because I watched the first two episodes and it's like predictive programming. It's right in front of your face. So I said, you know what, James, that's actually a pretty damn good idea. So we watched episode one and two on Telegram. That's why I tell you guys, for all the good stuff, you gotta be on Telegram. Well, not that this isn't the good stuff, but you know what I mean. Like live stuff where we could all watch and comment on. And it was exactly as I thought it was going to be. Just messages right in front of your face. Smart cities and, you know, people being killed for disobeying, you know, lockdown rules and shit like that. Pretty much the same dystopian future that they're trying to drag us into. But, yeah, so we had a lot of fun, man. We had a lot of fun. I think that yesterday's live was like 9 hours, dude. I was wiped. I looked at my pillow and fell asleep. I didn't have to touch it. But, yeah. If you guys are not on Telegram and would like to join our family over there on Telegram, just download the app if you don't have it. And just go to @PatriotClubBot. Sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. Or it'll say Deplorable Club. One or two. And, yeah, man, we'd all love to see you. Some things that's going on, some people keep holding on to, I really don't want to say it, but I don't know, just things that we should all see past right now, and certain individuals that we all looked up to, and some people just can't let go, you know, and everything is evolving so fast, guys. You know, one minute we're looking at somebody like they're a superhero, next minute we hate them. Like, take Crenshaw, for example, that piece of shit. You know, one minute we're like, yeah, man, Crenshaw's awesome, a vet. Turns out that not only is he a rhino, but one of the worst human beings in Congress. But it is what it is. So, on with the show. It's about time that somebody in front of a camera, besides people like me and a few others that say it the way I do, actually just came out and said it. And I don't know this man's name, but I fucking applaud him. Watch.
Leaders are low-life scum that screw little girls so the Jews can screw America. That's what's happening in this country. I just said it. That's what's going on in this country. And our FBI is corrupt. The Supreme Court is corrupt. The Justice Department is corrupt. The news media is corrupt. The whole country is corrupt. Because we've walked away from Almighty God and we've allowed Kabbalah practicing Jews to defile the nation. Put that video out. Go ahead and clip this video and send it out. I dare you.
The balls on that guy. And I respect him. Across the board, I respect him. Because there's not one word that just came out of his mouth that is untrue. Fault it. Try. What's not corrupt? Congress, mainstream media. It's all bullshit. You can't, yo, guys. You can't believe shit. Nothing. He mentioned the Supreme Court is corrupt. Well, after a stolen election in 2020, everybody just looked the other way and act like they didn't see it. Nope. Nah, no. Whoa. Ha. Wait. Nah, man. No. We don't want to see all that evidence. The whole thing is fucked. And like we were talking about on Telegram, sometimes it's best to just destroy and rebuild. New. But don't worry about it. The devil will always find his way in. Always. He did even after 1776. Still found a way to get in and find man's weakness. Well, what's the most obvious weakness that man has? Money! The devil knows that he could get anybody. Well, no. Let me rephrase. He could get almost anybody, or I would say most people, to do and go along with his crazy plans. All this science stuff with these vaccines and pharmakia being in every single thing that, you know, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. Dude, that's the way to corrupt the man. It's easy, even though I think some of them might be fucking lizard people. Who knows? But the point is, let's say even if the Rockefellers are a bunch of fucking demons, right? Which they kind of are. How do they get everybody else to go along with their crazy bullshit? How? Money. That's all it takes. I think about the guy who started Dillon's. Dillon started out, it was just one store. My ex-girlfriend in Kansas, she worked in, like, the first store, and that place was haunted. Like, I don't know how some of you people do it, but she would go in early in the morning, and she said loaves of bread will just go flying off of the damn shelves. I said, and you stayed? My black ass would have been out the door so fast. Fuck that. But look at a guy like Dillon's. Dillon, the founder. He just wanted to start a neighborhood supermarket. That's all it was. Next thing you know, fast forward 20, 30 years, they're all over the place. How? I think I know how. I think the devil comes in some way, shape, or form and corrupts you. I seriously do. Now, as far as the Walmart family, I don't know. In my opinion, I think that dude was already, compromised. But it's people that set out to do the right thing at first. You know what I mean? And somewhere along the way, the devil comes in, he intervenes, and starts pressing that button, that greed button. And people do it. People do it. Look at Hollywood. People, it astounds me that these people will do anything for fame and money. Anything. What the hell is wrong with you? I don't know. And this vaccine thing is the latest example. You get a bunch of people that work for Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, don't worry about it. Listen, you guys are going to get big bonuses this year. Really? Yeah, well, what do I have to do for it? I don't know, just pretend you don't see shit. Okay, I can do it. Morally fucked. No moral compass whatsoever. I think Woody made a comment in a live yesterday. He said they have no souls. And I can't really agree with that because they have souls, but they just chose to forsake their souls in exchange for money. Something that you cannot take with you. I've never seen a garter truck full of cash in back of a friggin' a hearse on the way to the funeral. And in UK, I think we should start doing this in the US. Because people are getting so fed up of all of this nonsense. People just dropping dead. People that are perfectly healthy, especially like soccer players. I've never seen a fat soccer player a day in my life. I've seen some fat football players. I've never seen a fat soccer player. These guys are in pristine health. Nope. Now they're just dropping dead. I don't know. It's called sudden death. Really? I know. You don't want to say the word vaccine. Yeah, I know. I get it. I know. Because you were paid to ignore that part. But anyway, in the UK, this is what they're doing at the Pfizer headquarters. It's actually pretty interesting. Check it out.
The public. Madam Deputy Speaker, this is unprecedented. It is more than all the yellow card combined reports of the last 40 years. Such an extraordinary rate of side effects, which are beyond mild, have been reported in many countries across the world. There are numerous examples of this occurring in recent history, such as at the BBC, Virginia South,
Okay, now, for those of you that do not know what you were just looking at. Friends and family of the deceased after being vaccinated just went right to the headquarters and just start taping pictures of all of their friends and family. Mostly family. Like, hey, you evil motherfuckers, look. You killed my family member. Yeah, don't worry about it. Safe and effective, guys! And guess what? You don't... You know, big tech, they're like the worst one. No. Because Satan is always the worst. But big tech, I'm telling you, man, you're right up there. You took people down for stating facts. My first channel was removed by you cocksuckers for stating facts. And that's way before we knew about the devil juice being in it. Way before we knew about graphene. Way before we knew about the mRNA. Way before fucking blood clots. I just questioned it and said, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. That's all I said. And you fucks took me down. Now it's undisputable. We know it's true. But that's why you took us down, because it is true. If I started a YouTube channel, right, that said the joys of the COVID-19 vaccine, right, and I just made all pro-vaccine videos, you think they would ever touch me? They would promote the shit out of the channel. It'll come up in every feed. You could search for how to train my dog. Bam! The benefits of COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah. That's how biased they are. But if you say one word against it, oh, stupid man. They'll just take you down. And that's why I got to give a lot of these other platforms a lot of respect. Rumble for now, but I keep hearing things about Rumble. They haven't done it to me, so I can't speak from experience, but several people have reached out to me and said, "Nah, man, they're deleting my videos." They've never deleted one of mine. But BitChute, which is the Wild Wild West, that's why I love BitChute. And more importantly, Brighteon. You know what I mean? Brighteon was just started by Mike Adams. Just a guy that was like, "Hey, man, I think people have the right, actually, I think it's our birthright, not think, it is our birthright, to speak freely." And if you remember in that damn interview with Mike and I, he said it so clearly. You don't have to agree with what I'm saying. The point is, you have the right to say it. Well, YouTube is, man, could you imagine? The people keep talking about the Twitter files. Oh my God, look what Twitter was doing. Motherfucker, can you imagine if we open up the books on Google and YouTube and Facebook? It would be a godforsaken bloodbath of crimes. Censorship. Think about when I had my PayPal link. Just in case anybody wanted to say, "Doc, I appreciate the work, man. Here's $5, right? You remember what they did the first time? The first time, they changed the link so that if you clicked on it, it just said, "Page not found." The second time YouTube did it to me, they had people donating money to some girl on the other side of the world. Like, far away. I forgot who it was that told me. He said, "Hey, Doc, you might want to go check your PayPal link." I said, "Check my PayPal link?" I said, "They did it again?" He said, "Nah, man, I think this time it's worse." I clicked the link that was on YouTube. People were donating money to some girl, some random girl that nobody knew. It wasn't me. And I didn't fuck up my link. I'm not stupid. YouTube did it. No recourse whatsoever. No, nothing. No. It's our platform. It's a pleasure for you to use it. Shut up. And we're going to rob you now. That's it. That's all there is to it. By the way, we all know how... Just a moment. I'm going to cut this conversation out. But just a moment. Sorry about that, guys. My neighbor, she was calling to tell me something. My bad. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Denver. Denver International. We know how evil that airport is, right? God only knows what's underneath it. All we know is whatever the hell is underneath Denver International Airport is evil to the core, right? But symbolism is going to be their downfall. That is so interesting that phrase is thrown about. I know some people are going to say, "Q!" No. It's actually true, because when you throw symbols on all of your sick, pedophilic, New World Order, satanic bullshit, it's actually very easy to tell who you are. I want you guys to watch this. Watch out for 666. Watch out for 666. In a vision of the future, I saw in a vivid dream. Rubbing it in our faces. Under construction or underground tunnels. Really? They're just rubbing it in our face. They're laughing at us. Basically, this is what they're saying. Yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? I know what we could do. Unbelievable. And this shit is like, it's like pop culture now. Like this right here is supposed to be, this is supposed to be so cool, it actually made it onto the news.
And just in time for Halloween, a place the locals refer to as the portal to hell. Now, to you and me, that may look like a drainage pipe, but there are some who believe it is the gateway to doom.
This is not easy to find.
If you believe the urban legend around here, our Les Trent is headed straight for the portal to hell. This is it, a storm drain outside Cincinnati, Ohio, where, according to folklore, Satanists began gathering decades ago and opened a portal to hell. Our guide, Rick Fenbers, runs a blog called CreepyCincinnati.com.
They say it's haunted, huh?
They say, well, haunted or... They actually say it's protected by a demon that the Satanists were able to summon up from hell.
A demon that Satanists summoned up from hell. Ha 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 ha. It's so funny. It's pop culture, guys. Yeah, you know, the devil. You know, he's been around this whole time. He's actually good for you. He actually wants you to live a nice, fulfilling life. And they believe it. You want to see a demon conjured up from hell? There you go. There's your demon right there. Two fags standing on the stage. One with a dick as a microphone, and he's putting it up to a small child's mouth. That's a demon conjured up from hell, right there. No, Doc, you can't judge them. They're just homosexuals. Listen, man. You want to go suck dick on your own time? That's completely up to you. I don't give a fuck. You'll be judged for that shit in your own time. But when you bring kids into it, that's when I have a problem. A very, very, very big problem. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it. Demons. That's what the hell all these people are. A kid? And you're making that gesture with your dick as a microphone and you're holding up to the kid's face. Ew! These people have more rights than me and you. You know how many single mothers are going to sit there and defend something like that? No, they're just expressing themselves! What? Man... I think we need some comedy, because I'm starting to get pissed.
Well, since licking toilets and eating Tide Pods is no longer a fad, it's time to introduce the Roller Coaster Bar Challenge! Oh my god, he got him good! Take a look at the replay. You can see him enjoying his Welch's chewy gummy fruit snacks, and all of a sudden he sticks the rod in, and that's what she said. But anyways, he gets up and then bites Major Dust.
Right here you can see this man is trying to help this lady get out of the mud, so he's gonna lend his hand and give this lady a little bit of assistance. They're able to get out of there no problem at all, and looks like a very cool day. And this guy comes out of nowhere and out of control, gets launched into freaking space. Oh my god, gets launched out of the freaking atmosphere. Let's take a quick look at the replay here. Right here, this guy just comes out of nowhere. I thought this was just going to be one of those videos where, you know, maybe the dad fell down. But no, this guy comes out of freaking nowhere and booyah!
Oh, you got to love you some Steve Inman. Oh, anyway, all right. Back to the bullshit.
People that have gone missing in Northern California is absolutely alarming, connected to illegal grow operations. It's a very violent situation. It's a deadly situation. And when we were up there in Doris, we were there for a town hall meeting. You hear one of the moms saying, if this continues to happen, I'm going to have to shoot these guys myself if they come and harm my kid. We were spending some time in Lassen. We interviewed a farmer whose name is Bill. Bill was telling us that every day he would go out to his farm, he had armed Mexican nationals stealing water all day from his lake and on his farm. He calls the sheriff. Hey, sheriff, I have armed Mexican nationals, most likely connected with cartels, stealing water, and they're taking it to an active grow not too far from my property here. The sheriff literally tells Bill, well, Bill, I don't know what to tell you. We have two sheriff deputies for the whole county. I'm not sending my sheriff deputies to take on any cartel. Whether it was from Northern California to Southern California, I keep hearing the same thing. The sheriff ain't gonna come. I have to stay armed. You know, like, no one's gonna come for me. The water theft, the violence, the human trafficking. I couldn't believe that across statewide, I was seeing these issues. It's just that in Northern California, it was at a times 10. I mean, literally.
Shut up! Don't notice! They're illegals! What are you, a racist? That's what they're gonna say. You don't want illegal migrants? Illegal aliens? on your property stealing your water and they're all armed? Well, then clearly you're a white supremacist, right? I mean, shit, if you're not offering to bring them inside and cook them some lunch, then you're really racist. Fuck it, they said they want to stay for the summer. If you don't do that, oh boy. You already know what they're going to do. You'll probably get banned on Twitter. Man, don't worry. It's California. This sort of thing is kind of normal here. But let's talk about the plot. Now, this was recorded long time ago, unfortunately. And we're starting to see all this shit play out right now. Just give it a listen.
Sure, certainly looks bright, but it isn't without its darker sides. According to some predictions, obesity will likely run rampant, and political corruption will become so commonplace as to be accepted. People with nothing entertaining or informative to say will broadcast their demands for attention, and once-beloved performers will become pushers of snake oil. Perhaps worst of all will be the emergence of a deadly and potentially devastating disease. Think of the last time that you contracted influenza. You were likely bedridden for days, having no appetite or desire to play games. Experts predict that by the year 2020, a new virus will rise, spreading from somewhere in Asia to the rest of the world. And with international travel being available to even the most common citizen, a sickness which would have been contained in years past will quickly spread to all corners of the globe.
Damn it, guys. Stop noticing that this was all planned. Stop noticing it. 1956. That was only like a week and a half ago. That's what some people will say. Anything. People that just, no matter what you tell them, it's like they won't wake up. You ever try to do that? Like just educate a friend or family member about the current times and just see the hostility that you're met with? Unbelievable. But this guy right here wrote a nice little poem for us. More important than, you know, picture quality and all that stuff. Listen to the words and think about that video that we just watched.
The first to arrive with cameras installed to protect both you and me in places that we weren't that threatened, and yet people didn't see. And what followed were traffic restrictions to keep the roads quiet and clean. The maths didn't add up, nor the science, but still, the people didn't see. And next came the 15-minute neighborhoods to make our lives easier, decreed. To some, it seemed like restrictions, but still, the people didn't see. And then came the digital ID. So convenient, easy, and free. Your life in one chip on a mainframe. And still, the people didn't see. The cars they sold were electric, all wired to the government PC. And they switched off the driving on Sundays. And still, the people didn't see. And the banks moved their money to digital. And the government banned cash the next week. And the ability to fly was restricted. And still, the people didn't see. They linked up your money and profile to the ID on the government PC and connected it to social media. And still, the people didn't see. And then came a new cure, a new virus, safe and effective and free. They linked these jabs to your profile and connected the government PC. And when the people were locked in their cities, policed by their digital ID, unable to visit their loved ones, now, finally, the people can see. Restricted and tracked with no money. To go further, a permit you'll need, contained in your digital city. Oh, why did the people not see? These steps they've sold us as progress never looked to be quite what they seemed. And if you don't ask the questions in protest, then your children will never know free.
By the time people notices what's going on, or not people, the overwhelming majority, it'll be too late. So fucked up. And you know, to add to my point, these same people that are sleeping, right, that have no idea and they don't notice any of this. These are people that is just so morally and intellectually fucked up. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. You know, the whole tranny thing, a man's a woman's a man, that bullshit. These are the type of people that, and I'm not talking about this girl in particular, but everyone like her. This is our real problem. Watch.
Kind of ironic that a white man is wearing a woman for Trump and a feminist for Trump.
Did you just assume my gender? You said white man.
Okay, I see your point.
How do you know I'm not a woman?
I see your point. You need
to check your white privilege, your white female privilege.
You see what I mean, right? Those people right there are the problems. And the guy was totally trolling. I don't give a fuck about, you know, the Trump sign, whatever. No, what I'm talking about is all he had to do was just spit some bullshit, you know, that he heard on The View or maybe he heard in the halls of Congress when someone said, "What is a woman?" He said, "Did you just assume my gender?" He's totally fucking with her. But did you see the response? No, I didn't do that. They are the problems. They are the ones that's gonna make all of us, the people that are awake, that know what's going on, those are the ones that are gonna drag us down with the ship. Right there. And all those sick freak women in that place all clapping and screaming and chanting for a man dressed like a woman dancing on stage. The fuck? I don't know. And this right here is why... this is another problem. Not on a scale. Well, I get... You know, I can't say that. I can't even say that. Because I know a lot of people who say that, you know... child molestation within family and shit like that happens. You know what I mean? And I don't know, maybe a family member, maybe, you know, an older older brother or older cousin or something like that can molest you. And yeah, that shit will, you know, do its damage to somebody psychologically. You know? But this guy thought it was a good idea to take this other guy's 8-year-old niece, drag her to the basement and try and get her to, let's just say, perform sex acts. It's a nigga video, but you have to understand the guy's frustration. Watch.
Sweet, you thought because I was gone, nigga? Where the fuck you going, nigga? stupid shit like that again, I promise you. This will be your last day breathing, nigga, on my fucking mouth. On my fucking mouth, nigga. Bitch ass.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of niggas in that video. However, it does not change the fact. This creep told the little girl, if you want to play Minecraft, you'll come down in the basement. Poor kid, 8 years old, just thinking about, oh man, I get to play Minecraft. Then tells her to remove her pants. Then makes her pinky promise that she'll never tell. So, think of it what you want. Me, personally, I think that dude got off easy. No jail time, no bullet in the ass. But these people are everywhere. They're everywhere. Before we wrap up with some comedy, would you feel safe if just to get inside of a liquor store? You know what was so funny about this? I thought about when I got to Kansas, there was this liquor store that they sold everything there. They could sell beer and liquor. In New York, it's not like that. It has to be either or. Either it's a liquor store, it's a deli that sells beer. And Kansas, you could buy both in the same place. But it's just out in the open, you know? You just walk in, you just pick what you want. Whatever, all right, I'll take some of this, I'll take some of this. And then you go. But in Compton, California, this is what a liquor store looks like.
This is what it looks like when you go to a liquor store in Compton. You have to wait or be buzzed in.
Dude, that shit looks more complex than complicated than the damn prison I worked at. The one in Kansas. Because in that prison, I mean, what? We obviously, you got the big, gigantic door in the front, the sliding door. And after that, you just had, yeah, two other gates. You know, they could never be open at the same time. And that was it. It kind of reminds me of that. Just to go get some liquor? You got to go through all that shit? I'm surprised there wasn't a metal detector. Anyway. And did you see? It's in California. No mask, no service. And did you see the EBT sign? You could use EBT to buy liquor in California? Whatever the fuck, man. Guys, I love you all. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning show. I'll be back live again Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I love you all, man. Guys, say a prayer. Just bend a knee. Just have a good day. Be positive. Don't be a part of the problem with the world. Try and be a part of the solution. Just be kind to people, man. And always, always, remember, I tell you this, you have to keep Jesus in your heart, at all times, at all times, all right? I can leave you with some comedy, let's laugh a little bit, man. I love you all, take care, but let's laugh first.
I know your little nasty, Hold on for a second. Your little nasty ass just French kissed that raccoon like that? You got cooties for coons, bitch. What is this? Now your mouth need an exorcism. Get your nasty, sick mouth ass to the restroom. You gotta gargle ammonia, pine salt, bleach, and holy water to get that shit out your mouth. What is wrong with you? I've never seen some shit like this in my life. Are you having sexual relations with a raccoon, ma'am? That raccoon was too damn comfortable licking and kissing all inside your mouth and tongue like that. You need to snip your tongue off. Just rip that shit off like a postage stamp and just throw it in the trash. Your mouth must really smell like pure waste management. I'm talking about junkyard trash. I'm talking about your shit must smell like a hoarder's house. Dalmatian dog shit. Seafood market fish tank. It ain't no way that raccoon was that damn comfortable just kissing you like that. Like it's just a daily routine. All right, come on, Gretel. It's time for the daily kiss. Open that funky ass mouth. Come on. I done seen it all and I done seen a damn enough. You a nasty mother. That's what you are. You a nasty mother, grandmother, great grandmother. You're nasty. Crazy thing is, Raccoon probably ain't even signed up for all that kissing and sexual shit. Your mouth just so happened to smell like a septic tank, you done attracted Randall the Raccoon and his family for a damn your own kissing booth. You got a raccoon kissing booth. Just nasty as hell. I know your breath smell like a state fair porta potty. You gonna need an antibiotic shot from God himself to cure you from whatever sickness you about to get from this right here.
It's a manhouse! A manhouse!